Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, one more question about Bert, because you did this podcast about a month or so ago, right, Greg?
Yeah.
Have we known Bert because of Colleen? Obviously, like we meet most people. He was just on the Funny Bone. We were on his podcast years ago, actually, before he really blew up. But how'd you meet him?
Some guys you know, actually. There was a comedy festival in Pittsburgh, the radio station DVE.
Oh, DVE, the Bauman guy. Okay, got it.
Yeah, they had a comedy festival, and it was me and Bert and Tammy.
Okay, so you met him there.
Jim Brewer, and I met him there.
And then when he asked you to do the podcast, is that why he had you top of mind to do the cruise?
Man, for some reason... Bert, because we're not close friends. I always liked him, you know, but you know, I never lived in the same town as him, and he's got a lot of guys that he came up with and stuff.
Yeah.
For some reason, in the last few years, Bert has been a fan of my stand-up, man, and it's an amazing thing, and I feel like, especially when I'm in St. Louis, I'm the old guy by a long shot, you know, and I go do the open mic still, and there's like these comics, and I'm like, they don't know. There's stuff that I did that I thought was pretty cool back in the day that they could care less about. You know, I'm like, I had a Comedy Central special, like, whatever. You know, this guy's just some old dude that shows up to the thing. And then, but I mean, I'm telling you, let Bert mention my name once, and he'll do it every now and then. Be like, you know, he's good as Greg. Like, he's just an awesome guy.
He's a generous man.
That's dude, and I and it. I mean, and I show up to the open mics like, dude, Bert said your name on his Bert. Bert and Tom said your name.
When Bert mentions us on the podcast, we'll get David.
Yeah, man. He's a generous guy, and he's also sort of a real fan of stand-up comedy. It's what I love about Colleen Quinn. She loves comedians and she loves stand-up comedy. And there's not a lot of people that do. I think, especially people that have been working in a comedy club for a long time, they're about sick of both of them.
Colleen
doesn't love all comedians.
No, she'll tell you who. Yeah, she's made him cry.
Well, you mentioned he's a fan. Lewis Black was here yesterday in the studio, and he announced his retirement from touring in about a year. He's done.
That's what I hear, man.
Yeah, so he was here, but I remember when he was asked to do a set on the Fully Loaded tour in Vegas. Bert was just a fan and called him and got a hold of him and said, I always love this stuff. And he goes, sure, I'll do it. You know.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't know why they picked me, because it was such a macho show. But Lewis released that. I haven't watched that yet.
It's on like his social media channel.
Oh, really?
I think it's about a 20-25 minute set.
Yeah.
I mean, Bert and Lewis, man, God, that guy's another guy that's just a sweetheart of a guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know how it worked, and
he became a fan. Good, man.
He's a supporter of stand up comedy, and
you had the weekend free. Think about that. You know that weekend free.
You guys, I don't know if I should even say this, but like I was so stupid. I was so happy because I had just been with you guys here.
Right.
I'd done a corporate in Omaha,
right?
And I'd been on the road. I was in L.A. I think the week before. I'd been on.
You
the
were
road.
Happy to have a weekend off, weren't you?
I was, and I was talking to this girl at the coffee shop.
A girl you're interested
in the weekend in Omaha,
and I was really happy to be in St. Louis. No. But I was just happy to be in St. Louis for 5 days. And I was like, had plans to just sort of chill. And my agent called and he's like, hey, this Bert thing. And I'm like, for a second, I was like, I don't know, man. Is this a good idea? And then he was like, hey, dummy. This is a good idea.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, what am I thinking about, man? What am I thinking about? Yes. Like, but for
you called me and you're like, I mean, maybe. And I'm like,
he called me and I went, are you an idiot?
I wasn't sure. I mean, I wanted to, I had the
get
time,
on the boat.
Time of my life. And, you know, I don't know.
You called Grosch, too? Did Grosch call you an idiot, too?
I talked to Mark, but Mark is the guy that I run almost everything by. So Mark's getting a little heat with a few of his ideas right now, man. So
cool,
he's
man.
Deep
Good.
In some stuff. Yeah.
Did you consult the woman you were making time with at the coffee shop?
No, I didn't.
Did you put the phone down and say Bert Kreischer wants me to go on a cruise with him?
I've been talking to her for a long time.
Yeah.
I was talking to her for a long time so I was like, hey man, I'm sorry I gotta call this guy, and she was like, yeah, I gotta run too. So I went, it was okay.
So that was it.
Yeah.
You'll never see her again?
No, I know her.
Oh, you
I
do?
Know.
Okay.
All right.
I thought you were
he's running
Does
to
she
a coffee
like
shop?
Jif?
Yeah. I don't know. That's an important question.
Yeah, she had a dinner with you yet and drove her crazy like apparently you do when you go to dinner with people.
No.
Sean, what's the latest story about eating with him?
I mean, it's just a mess. It is an absolute...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, so look.
Is he allergic to everything, or you just...
No, here's what it is. First off, let me come in on a positive. Very generous, tips very well.
Right.
Never take that away from him.
Got it.
I think there's a couple issues that we need to address with him. One, I think he has some blood... There's some blood sugar issues, because about 30 minutes before he needs to eat, he's just in a bad mood.
Okay.
He's mean-spirited. He's agitated. Like, we went to stop wherever, and like we were getting gas. We were supposed to go to the restaurant, and I went like the wrong way in the highway.
So right.
I thought he was
going to
kick me out of the car. He's like, are you out of your mind, man? He goes, 70 West, not East. That's going to cost us another 17 minutes. Like, he really has this panic.
He's hungry.
Hangry.
I think, really.
He's the poster child of hangry,
But the problem,
like.
where he struggles the most, and I'm told that he has a problem conveying basic information to the server. The problem is, this is a real easy tip. If you want a modification at a restaurant,
right.
Just say this. Just say, I have an allergy. That is a red flag for a server. They will fix. They will make sure that item is or not on. He can't do it. He just can't do it.
Well, because one, I mean, my first.
Here we go.
My first instinct isn't to just. I mean, O'Brien's a liar.
His
first instinct is to just lie. On everything. Just tell a lie. I don't tell lies as casually as you do.
That is insane. That is not. I said you're a great tipper and you always pay the bill. In fact, I try and give him money. I'll give him 20, 40 bucks. He crumples it up and he throws it in somebody's face on the ground. Colleen Quinn is a witness.
Yeah,
as
he
a
does
witness.
That. Yes.
But, is that a lie? No. Now he's all quiet.
No, that's not a lie. I'll do that. Yeah.
All right. So he can't. So instead of saying I have an allergy, he has to get. What's he say?
He just has 94 modifications where it's like add this on the side. Give me triple broccoli. No syrup. Is there any cream in the dip? Make sure there's no dip. You know. So they're just like I'm just like yeah. Give me the. You know, the works omelet, however it is, whatever you need. And
I'm that way too.
And so servers these days, you know, they're backed up, they're busy, staff shortages, restaurants are tough. And the last thing I think they need, they're like, man, I don't need this guy's attitude. And sometimes he just doesn't know it because they think back to what Todd was saying, he's got that, he gets the hangry thing or whatever.
Yeah.
He's fired up. And then when he eats, he's calm. And then as long as everything, you know, gets to the table. But yeah, I mean, Garrett, we'll go today. I'll bet 50 bucks there will be a problem with his meal. There will be something wrong.
Is that right?
It won't
leave
be
here with
well
Colleen.
Done.
Colleen, you've eaten enough with him. Same, you attested this too?
Yes, he's
You're going to call Colleen a liar?
Yeah, you're going to call Colleen a liar?
No, Colleen's not a liar. What I'm saying is, like, O'Brien, like, I don't like mayonnaise. I don't like mayonnaise. Okay? I just don't like it.
All right, I'm with you.
Yeah, just say you're allergic.
I don't like the look of it, okay? I'm not allergic to it. I'm not.
Are you afraid of it?
So O'Brien, and this is just his life, is his natural thing, is, well, just lie. Just say you're and I don't know what. I'm not, I guess I could lie and say it's a harmless lie, but I'm allergic to mayonnaise. But it doesn't occur to me right away. Like, with him, usually the solution for anything is to just start lying. And, right. And I don't do that as quickly as you do, you know?
Yeah, but if you were to hear, I'm allergic to mayonnaise, or just be like, hey, keep the mayo off, wouldn't something in your brain maybe fire a little more hot when you're like, oh, this guy's allergic to mayo? Who cares? Who cares? Right. The bottom line is you wouldn't get the meal right. So what, do you have ethics on some, well, you know, I have to be honorable to the server.
I do have ethics. It's something you're not familiar
not
with.
Not when it comes to eating, man.
No, that would count as a white lie.
It would be a white lie.
Nah, yeah, but nobody's getting hurt.
Here's the thing, and I
hate. Yeah, but he's picky about a lot of stuff. I'm with Greg a little bit here. If he says he's allergic to 8 different things just because he doesn't want them, that's going to sound weird, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Then don't go out to eat. Yeah, maybe Tyler's the problem, because if he's allergic, I mean, if you eat 8 things, then why are you ordering that item in the first place?
It's not 8 things. It's a slippery slope, and I hate that. I hate that argument. Yeah. But the slippery slope thing.
Any of the servers get aggravated?
Oh, they are fuming.
Oh, are they? Okay.
I mean, there is times behind his back that I've never told, that I'd be like, "Here's $20. My friend's going through stuff."
See, now again,
it's not a lie.
That's definitely a lie, because O'Brien hasn't given anybody $20 for anything.
Not true. Colleen just vouched for me and said, I give you money, you crimple it up, you throw it in the ground. You just throw it in the trash, man. And you make me go to that walk of shame, and I got to go uncrinkle it because I'm poor.
I do worry. I think I'm somewhat of a principled person. I'm not perfect, but if I start lying about mayo,
it'll just snowball.
Exactly. In 6 months, I'm going to be him, which is just the lies come so casual. It's just I don't want to be him.
Do you think it's pathological at this point?
I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Is it, Greg? Let's hear this.
Because pathological would mean he believes his own BS. Oh. As long as he's aware that he's lying.
No, I don't think it's... I'm glad you defined it, because I didn't really know what pathological meant. I mean, I've heard the word. But no, I don't think he believes his own BS. I don't think he's like a sociopath or what. Like, I think he knows he's lying. Yeah.
You see what he's doing right here? You see what he's doing here? So he's calling me out on something and not addressing what issue he's calling me out on. Oh. Literally, what did I lie about? Everyone's listening. What did I make up in that story I just said? And so I said you're a great tipper, and I said that you're very generous. I literally called out the good things first. I just said you're a pain to order with.
Is this a 10:30 breakfast for you three today? Is it a 10:30 breakfast somewhere?
Oh, it'll be
a problem for Greg.
Oh, no. It's
he'll whine. Oh, I don't want to go. I don't have broccoli.
I know. I'm not going to mention restaurants, but Greg always gives Colleen crap because
he doesn't
go to one restaurant because he says everybody at that restaurant kisses Colleen's ass, and that's why he doesn't want to go. Because that's
Tyler,
why she goes there.
It's, and he doesn't like it. It's an average place. It's fine, but she acts like it's the greatest place because when you walk in there, oh. Colleen! Hi, Colleen! Hi, Colleen! It's so good to see you, Colleen! We genuinely love you. Not because you spend $100 every week here, not because you have an account with the Funny Bone here, but because we genuinely think you're such a great person. It's, oh my God! Guys, it's Colleen! It's Colleen!
Enough.
Where there's a place across town that's better, and they don't make a big deal about Colleen at all. They're not rude. They just say, hey guys, how many in your party? And that is offensive to Colleen, because she's not a celebrity in there. Because that's why you go to breakfast, mostly to be recognized and celebrated, not to have quality food. Oh, Colleen! Guys, it's Colleen!
So every time I go there with other comics, I make sure we take a picture underneath their sign and logo.
And send it
and send it to Warren. And there are times that I'll get the servers who don't know the difference, and I'll have them do a little testimonial. We haven't seen you in a while. We miss you so much, Mr. Warren. And I'll just send it to him.
I love it when the guests fight, and we don't have to.
Yeah. The average restaurant. I love that. Yeah. Come on back. Greg Warren, Sean O'Brien.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.